Blog Talk Radio.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Royalty.
Royalty. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio. I'm your host, Haruta 7 Oracle, and some know me as Keaton Boyd. I wanted to hop on this full moon's, this one is a bit intense, right? But not in a bad way. You know what I mean? Not in a bad way. Most people, you know, I guess we have a challenging time with dealing with our deepest shadow. And we have a challenging time dealing with chaos. Because we're so comfortable in our, you know, comfortability, if you will. So I think, you know, when these full moons and when these things, you know, start to arrive, you know, we always want to project as, you know, it's this challenging thing or it's this bad thing. A lot of us are taking this full moon energy and we are doing shit with it. You know what I mean? We elevating, we climbing to the top. As I seen Shavi Zane, you guys know I love Shavi Zane. As I seen her in one of her on YouTube, she was climbing up the steps. It reminded me of when I was in recovery years ago. There was all the 12 steps. You get to walk up and you climb and you elevate. Oh, it was so beautiful. I'm going to have to go back there. But guys, what are you doing with this energy? You know what I mean? And not to focus in the negative, but, you know, if we are still doing the same shit, you know, even in this energy, especially now, I think we underestimate that we will amplify our deepest intentions on the subconscious level. So if you're still playing foul, you know, so that's all I'm going to say about that. You guys, we are in heart chakra. I don't know if many of you gotten a memo, but, you know, I'm going to be illustrating a few things here on Cosmic Updates, Full Moon Awareness, you guys. So I really didn't know where to jump around with this, although I'm just going to hop in, all right? And as you guys know, no stranger to ear, I will be back to discuss. But, yeah, let's start off. Let's kick off with Ralph Smart. Let's see what Ralph has to say.
Wonderful, wonderful deep divers. One love to all of you. Another beautiful day. I woke up like this, deep divers, all magical and shit, with a beautiful bright glow behind me. How you feeling today? Look, I want to say to everyone who's been rocking with Infinite Waters from day one, you are appreciated. I got a gift for you. Come closer, deep divers. Take that. Good ass energy I'm sending you. We're in the 5D right here, deep divers. Let's breathe. One more time. Woo! Breathing in that good ass prana, baby. That 5D air is different, deep divers. Oh, yeah. Peace. Infinite waters, diving deep once again. We are out here in the wonderful Nature Art Gallery, deep divers, raising the frequency. What are we doing? Raising the vibration. And I'm FaceTiming you right now, deep divers. If you are watching this video, this is your confirmation that something you really want, something that you've been wishing for, praying for, hoping for, is coming your way. And I wake up like this, deep divers, that the whole universe is working in my favor. I always tell you this, deep divers. Nobody can go against me. Why? Because the whole universe is working for me. Slow motion this side. How you feeling today, deep divers? So I want to talk to you about the 5D new Earth. It's already here. But not everyone's going to make it there. We got a whole lot to talk about. There are levels to this shit, deep divers, and there are also dimensions.
You have a plan for us? No, I think.
You can't trust me. That's the last war. There's nothing in me.
It's war.
I've explained. I have explained.
Hey, Dad, I'm almost out.
Explain it again. I have explained this guy's ads. You know, I know it's YouTube, it's their platform, it's ads, but I want to apologize in advance for the fucking ads. you know, they're mainly on Ralph and shit. Like, if you got a bigger name, the ads is when, you know, like, it's actually kind of like a parasite at this moment. You know what I mean? Because it is, what are ads? I'm going to have to do that podcast. What are ads? Ads are parasites that they try to insert in your reality to fucking distract you. What is the leading cause of keeping, of harvesting, let me say, our energy is like the voting. What's going on today? The voting. How ironic that the voting is going to take place on a full moon. You know what I mean? How, you know, guys, it's just those little things. Like, ads are only like 5 seconds, 10 seconds, but it's enough time to fucking distract you. I'm sorry, guys. I was in my zone, and yeah, that kind of fucked me up. I'm good, but all right.
To this. And you've heard of the expression, the 5D, right? We're in a whole new world right now, the fifth dimension. And we're going to dive into it. We're really going to dive deep today because so much is going on in the world. Can you feel the shift, deep divers? Deep divers, can you feel the shift? Like, I was literally outside yesterday, deep divers, like feeling the power of the moon. I'm like, gosh, it's different. It's different right now, right? And it's because huge energy shifts are happening right now on the planet. And we ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello? First and foremost, deep divers, I want everyone to hit that like button. Hit that like button. Share this video with a friend or a family member because I'm about to dive deep. And so much is happening right now on the planet. A new 5D Earth is already here, but not everyone will get there. Not everyone can go. People you know, people you love, won't get there. Because they got to do the work. They got to be on that same frequency. And when we talk of the 5D Earth, you know, what is the 5D? We're talking about dimensions. When you realize that we were born into the 3D, we were born into the 3D, and the 3D represents the physical world, but that's not all there is. When you dive deeper, even into quantum physics, you realize that there are subatomic particles, waveforms. You realize that, like Nikola Tesla said, if you want to understand the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. And right now, if you've done the work, you're already in the 5D. Congratulations, right? But you see, a lot of people on this planet have been in the prison of the 3D, the five sense reality. And right now, it's all about elevating, it's all about growing, it's all about realizing we need to upgrade. Because if you don't upgrade, you're going to be left behind, right? Let me tell you this, deep divers. There's a reason why so much is going on in the planet right now, right? From Russia and Ukraine to Kanye West to Kyrie to all of these things happening to Elon Musk buying Twitter, but all of that is a distraction. Let me tell you why. Because the most important thing that is happening in your life is what's going on within you. Slow motion this side. And that's the 5D consciousness. That's the 5D awareness to realize that, you see, I'm a pioneer. And a pioneer meaning I don't wait to tell me what to talk about. I talk about whatever I want, when I want, how I want. I don't follow trends, I create them. That's what the 5D is all about. That's what the 5D new earth is all about. We're on the next wave. We're on the new level. We're on the upgrade, right? Because we're not on the doom and gloom, focusing on what's happening in the 3D. We're already past that. We're into creating a whole new world. And this is the 5D. The people who are there are the pioneers, the innovators, the visionaries, the people who know that MTL, there's more to life. You didn't come here to be a slave or an automaton. You came here to be free. Choose love over everything. That's the 5D. You see, many people have been sold a big lie in this matrix. You've been sold an illusion. You've been sold such a cheap version of reality. A tiny, tiny part of the truth. The greater truth is that there's so much more than what the eye tells you. There's so much more. There's so much more than what the TV shows you. There's so much more than what you're seeing on social media. There's your life to live, and that's the 5D. There's a whole universe inside of you. You better recognize deep divers. You see, we've been divided through race, religion, nationality, creed, color, and that's the 3D. The 5D is where you come back to unity, consciousness, awareness, to realize that we're all in this together. But we've been separated. We've been divided. Now, a new earth is here. Not everyone's going to make it. A lot of people are going to get left behind. If you are still in a limited mindset, if you are still, you're still full of fear, you're addicted to bad news, you're in the 3D. I pray for you. But if you are saying, actually, there's nothing to be afraid of anymore, congratulations. Because right now, you're in the 5D. And the 5D represents supreme love, supreme freedom, supreme elevation. And that's the reason why you probably notice deep divers right now. A lot of people are no longer able to digest what they used to digest. A lot of people are no longer willing to eat what they used to eat. A lot of people were force-fed a lot of crap in this matrix. Say it again, Ralph. A lot of people were force-fed a lot of crap in this matrix. They were on a bad diet of doom and gloom, bad news, lies, violence, hypersexualization, wearing a mask every single day. That was the 3D. Because in the 3D, you have to pretend. In the 5D, you can be yourself. Slow motion this side. That's why I said we are pioneers. If you're on the 5D wave, you're a pioneer. Congratulations. That means you create. I just said it. You are a co-creator. You are a creator. You're not just a consumer. That's a 3D. 5D is when you're producing, you're creating, you're manifesting. And that's the reason why in the 5D is instant manifestation. I woke up, opened my eyes again, just like that. You've manifested, Ralph. Welcome to the fifth dimension. That's what it's all about, right? Instant manifestation. Because when you remind yourself, deep divers, there's a massive split happening, a massive split happening between 3D and 5D. The 3D is limitation, lack, fear. The fifth dimension is growth, elevation, expansion. And that's the reason why a lot of people are starting to wake up. These celebrities, and by the way, we are the real stars, but these so-called celebrities are starting to wake up and stand in their, they're starting to wake up and stand in their truth. But I told you, we shouldn't worship these celebrities for making a stand. We are the real celebrities who have been making a stand. Slow motion this side. I don't care about any celebrity trying to come out and start speaking the truth. I've been doing that years ago. Other people, other light workers, chosen ones, crystals, we've been doing that. So I don't have to wait for a celebrity to say something for me to say, oh, yeah, no, I am the celebrity. You are the celebrity. That's the 5D consciousness, right? When you realize we've been doing it. We've been doing the work. We are responsible for the world's greatest transformation. Let me say it again. We are responsible for the world's greatest transformation. That is this worldwide awakening. So, deep divers, let me read you something, because I want to read you this, because it really sums up the 5D new earth. I want to tell you this as well, that congratulations if you believed in yourself when everyone doubted you. Congratulations if you followed your heart when everyone was saying, don't do it. Congratulations if you are choosing your heart over your ego, because the heart represents the 5D, the ego represents the 3D. Separation represents the 3D, unity represents the 5D. Oh, deep divers, I'm passionate about this. So let me read you this, deep divers, because this is important. New 5D Earth. The fifth dimension is a place of pure love, I've been telling you. There is nothing that can exist within its vibratory frequency that isn't a signature match for it. That's why I always tell you, deep divers, when you are in the 5D Earth, when you are vibrating in that love frequency, fear does not exist. And that's why you're not afraid. In short, that means when we fully integrate, when we integrate fully with fifth dimensional consciousness and the 5D Earth, we will not encounter the same malevolent beings attempting to co-opt the planet for its own ends. It's impossible. That's why I told you, in the 5D, the inorganic ones can't touch you, can't touch this, right? The 5D Earth is of a much higher frequency. That's why I always say, raising the frequency. We're out of that sunken place, deep divers. The 5D Earth is of a much higher frequency than we're used to in the 3D dimension, in the third dimension. It is a place that free. It is a place that's free of pitfalls. It is a place, listen to that again, it's a place. It is a place that's free of the pitfalls, keeping us rooted in our limiting beliefs. And that is huge. Like I always tell you, it's all BS, belief systems. Slow motion inside. The 5D is about knowing. The 5D experience, by contrast, is one of pure joy and unlimited potential. Your body will be lighter. I can fly right now. And there will be a complete absence of fear, I told you. You'll be acting directly from the wisdom of your higher self and will have full integration with your light body, Merkaba. It will bring about a complete paradigm shift. I'm excited already, deep divers. I've been telling you about this, that a lot of people are already there because the 5D is a state of mind. It's a state of awareness. It's a state of consciousness. Right? And right now in this matrix, you can see it crumbling. It's crumbling fast and hard. Because right now, a lot of people are waking up to the truth. They've been lied to. I told you, this is a lost generation. That's the reason why you're seeing so many artists pass away due to violence, all of these things happening. Because people are still stuck in the 3D, still stuck in the ego, still stuck in the illusion. But a new 5D Earth is here. And this new 5D Earth is about waking up to say, wait a minute, we can no longer lie to the youth. We got to do better. We got to elevate. We got to upgrade. And that's what the 5D is all about. It's all about being pure, being authentic, being real with ourselves. And actually, the pyramid is a symbol which sums it up. It's ascension, right? It's you moving from your lower nature to your higher nature. You saying, actually, I can manifest on my terms. I did it. I did it. I said, you know what? I'm going to inspire millions of people speaking my truth. And I did it. There's nobody in my way except me. Move out of the way, Ralph. There's no limitation in my reality. I manifest my own reality every single second. So when you remind yourself, deep dive, of a new earth, a new 5D earth is here, but not everyone... But not everyone Not everyone will make it. Some people you know, friends and family, they're going to be stuck because they're going to be in old mindsets, old habits. But you can't save everyone. So right now, you've got to remind yourself that it's not personal. Some people are going to choose to stay in the fear while you go to the love frequency. Some people are going to choose to stay in the ego and make war while you make the peace and go to the fifth dimension. I want to remind you, deep divers, we're living in a truly powerful time. Huge energy shifts are happening, but it's got to get worse before it gets better. Right now, the truth is being spilled, coming out. And that's the reason why you're seeing so much change happen on the planet right now. And more is to come because more and more people are going behind the curtain, just like Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz, seeing that this whole thing is a house of cards. And it's time to wake up from the spell. It's time to wake up. And it's time to start realizing you're so much more than you were told. You are so much more than you were told. You see, this is essential because everything is different in the fifth dimension. Relationships are different in the fifth dimension. A lot of people are on that 5D right now. That 5D love is different, right? Right. The 3D love is about possession, control, ego. The 5D love is about authenticity, connection, intimacy, which means into me. So a new 5D earth is here, but deep divers, not everyone can go because you've got to do the work to get there. You've got to listen to your heart. You've got to be vibrating in that heart frequency. You've got to say, you know what? I can no longer be the clown. You didn't come here to be a class clown. You came here to be a class act. Slow motion this side. You're only living a tiny amount of your true potential right now. It's time for you to raise the bar and say, you know what? Let me act at least 10% right now of my true potential. Then 20%, 30%, 40%, 50%. And then you got to keep going because right now you are gods and goddesses in amnesia. I'm not even 10% of my true potential, but look what I manifested. Slow motion this side. I'm giving you the blueprint, deep divers. So, a new 5D Earth is here. It's already here, but not everyone will make it. 7-Day Vegan Challenge. If you are moving towards foods, your fresh fruits, your vegetables, eating to live, you're in the 5D. You're moving there. But if you're still stuck on the dollar menu, you're in the 3D. Right now, we've got to remind ourselves you are what you eat. We've got to eat better. We've got to do better. We've got to love each other more. We've got to come together and stop being...
Find inspiration.
I apologize again for the ads, guys.
And using Kayak Explore to see everywhere you can fly on your budget. Kayak. Search one and done.
Divided and deep divers, as you can tell, I'm so passionate about this because I'm in the 5D. And I woke up like this, deep divers. Just saying, feels so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello? Yeah. I accept myself 100% and I love myself 100%. Deep divers, hit that like button. Once again, hit that like button. Share this video because everybody wants to see this. Everybody needs to see this because right now a lot is happening in the world right now and it's got everything to do with the level of consciousness you have right now. Go and check out that new book, Deep Divers, for more powerful, life-changing information just like this. Feel Alive by Ralph Smart on Amazon and at ralphsmart.com/the book, the Bible of becoming your greatest version. Also, 5D Earth is here, deep divers. We can feel it. Make sure you go and check out the Good Ass Prana shirts at ralphsmart.com/clothes and spreadshirt.com if you're in America. I want to tell you this, deep divers. The 5D Earth is here. It's been here. And let's celebrate it. There you have it, deep divers, ralphsmart.com/clothes, spreadshirt.com if you're in America. So once again, deep divers, it's a choice you have to make. Are you going to stay in the 3D or are you going to move towards the fifth dimension, which is all about love, freedom, and elevation? We've got to do better. We've got to remind ourselves we can't do the same things we did yesterday and expect new results today. If you're doing the same thing expecting different results, that's the definition of insanity. Deep divers of planet Earth, I love all of you. Infinite waters, diving deep once again. Stay well, stay healthy, peace. You! Once again, deep divers, make sure you hit that like button, share the video, leave a comment down below of gratitude and appreciation. And I want to say much love to all of you who are in the 5D, because we're having a lot of fun doing a little samba. Doing a little samba, baby. Deep divers, starting to feel like that old infinite waters. I love all of you. Shout out to each and every one of you. Let's raise the frequency. Let's go. One love. Peace.
Grow. Life is such a beautiful mess and sometimes it gets out of control. But the beauty I see in you is worth more than diamonds and gold. I never seen God face to face, but this has gotta be close. With ceaseless joy, I plant seeds of love inside of your soul. Whatever I can do in your life to play a positive role. My life gave me water, I took my time to shower your soul. I hope flowers would grow. Whatever I can do in your life to play a positive role. I stay by your side through the highs and moderate lows. Life is such a beautiful mess and sometimes it gets out of control. But if you water the seeds of pain with love, flowers will grow. Whatever you choose to do in life, play a positive role. Always chase the sun and sunflower your soul. I've never seen God face to face, but this has gotta be close. The beauty I see in us is worth more than diamonds and gold. With ceaseless joy, I plant seeds of love inside of your soul. When life gave me water, I took the time to shower your soul. I knew flowers would grow. I knew flowers would grow. I knew flowers would grow. When life gives you water, help her grow. Help her grow. Help her grow. Life gives you water. Help her grow. Help her grow.
I think that song, you guys, is symbolic, right? When life gives you water, help her grow. What is the water? Like Bruce Lee said, be water, my friend. You know what I mean? So welcome back, guys. Thank you guys for tuning in to Enhancing Awareness Radio. This is Ancestral Tea. And what this podcast is that I am pretty much, you know, ancestral channels or, you know, lectures or different videos or teachings that, you know, just come through. During the week, I do pop-up shows, and Ancestral Tea is one of them, and Royal Rising Information is the other one that I do. And today, guys, there is this whole full blood moon eclipse. This is supposed to be a powerful one, and I kind of wanted to illustrate, you know, kind of what may be going on, you know what I mean, to kind of enhance your awareness about what may be going on behind the curtain, right? So that was Ralph Smart. A good way to start it with Ralph Smart, just explaining the 3D realms. And so we're going to go into Brother Wisdom. Thank you guys for listening. If you need to contact me for a session or reading or anything, guys, please utilize my link tree in the show notes. I see a caller here, but I'm going to open the phone lines toward the end of the podcast, guys. But I'm going to illustrate something for you guys. But let's go ahead and hop into Brother Wisdom, because he has a message about the blood moon. Brother Panic has something about the ego, like destroying the ego. But I don't know if that's wise to destroy the ego, you know, because the ego is a tool that we've used in order to survive, but it's been imbalanced. So, again, guys, I don't know how this podcast is going, but we're just going to hop right into it. So let's see what Brother Wisdom has to say.
Brothers
and
sisters,
I'll be back, guys.
What's going on? You know, we're coming to what we call the blood moon. All right, and these factions, they have satellites, cameras up there. They know when we're coming into a blood moon, what they call a blood moon. They lie and say, oh, this is where the earth stands in between the sun and the moon. Lying motherfucking bastards, all right? Lying motherfucking bastards, because our moon is atmospheric as well as our sun is atmospheric. It's just that the moon is a little bit higher than the sun, all right? But our planet don't come in between the sun and the moon, all right? What's happening is these Saxons, they have satellites up there, all right? They have satellites. They have all kind of devices, recording devices up in the inner space area. And what they know this, that we're coming into a hydrogen cloud, all right? And remember, we say hydrogen, when hydrogen is charged up, it turns like a garnet red color, which will be a blood red, garnet red color, all right? Now, it gets extremely hot. So here in what they call the north, they always seem to make it cold. And the reason why they make it cold is because we're closer to the North Pole than anyone else, all right? North Pole is where it's extremely high heat in the North Pole, all right? So what it is our entire planet is going through a great hydrogen gas chamber, all right? And hydrogen is a carrier of energy. Hydrogen is not an energy source. It's a carrier of energy, all right?
All right, guys, I do apologize about that, but it just cut off on me. All right, so we're going to continue.
All right. And hydrogen is a carrier of energy. Hydrogen is not an energy source. It's a carrier of energy, all right? According to the periodic table of elements, hydrogen being the first element on the table, even though we know plasma is the first element, but hydrogen being the first element on the table, hydrogen has some of the highest levels of heat than any of the other gases, all right? So hydrogen is a carrier of energy, which means that when these hydrogen molecules are combined together and we're going through this huge area of this hydrogen energy, we're going through like H3, H4 molecules, all right? This huge hydrogen molecules that we're going through, and the entire planet gets hot, all right? This is the whole thing of the blood moon. All right, this is the whole thing of the blood moon, so we can understand what the blood moon is. All right, you have to understand what the blood moon is, understand how it works. All right, understand how things operate. All right, so this is the whole thing of the blood moon. Well, we go through this huge hydrogen gas chamber, and I would say these factors, they know about this. They know about this hydrogen. They know what we're going through massive amounts of hydrogen, right? But, you know, the masses believe what the media says. And the media, most of the people in the media, they don't even know. You know, they don't know why. You know, because if you ask any person in the news, why is there a blood moon? They're going to be like, well, we really can't tell you why there's a blood moon, because they don't know science. Their sciences are not even sciences, all right? But what they do know is we're going through a massive hydrogen gas chamber, all right? And this hydrogen gas chamber is literally a universal gateway, all right? When you see the blood moon, this is a gateway we're going through, which means that this is literally a shift and a change in this colossal planet that we're on. This entire planet is going through this huge, massive hydrogen gas chamber, which is a gateway, and we're going into a whole other dimension in space and time. And now we're seeing things happen on a completely different level. All right. So this is what the blood moon is all about. All right. So like we say, if you're in the what you call the northern area, and like now they've already created cold weather because we're getting ready to begin going through that hydrogen gas chamber by morning light. We will have already started going through that hydrogen gas chamber. All right, by morning light, which means that, you remember we talked about day and night, you know, day and night, these are two different dimensions. Each day is a different dimension, and night is a different dimension. We go through dimensions. So we're going through these huge hydrogen gas chamber, and this entire planet is entering into a new dimension. Because anytime you go through a dimension, it's a lot of heat. A portal contains lots of heat. A gateway contains lots of heat. Stargates, extremely high amount of heat. So this is why the moon is red. And the thing about it is the moon must be a giant plasma, a giant plasma ball, a giant organism of pure plasma energy is what the moon is. And what they don't want you to see, brothers and sisters, is that not only the moon illuminates a red, our planet does as well. Because our planet, when you see our planet, what's that? Xenon, right? That's xenon. And that is plasma energy charging up the xenon gas. If you see the moon right here, see the moon? Why, look at the moon. It's already turning. You can see it in the camera. It's already at the beginning stages. We're getting ready to enter into a new dimension. Understand science. All right? Please understand science. So when you see the moon, they see the blood moon. Yes, we're entering a new dimension. That means that changes are getting ready to happen on this planet, on this realm, the entire planet. Changes are getting ready. And we're talking about the major changes. That's why we see it. You ready? 2023 will be the year of chaos and confusion. All right? Catch you guys later.
You know, he said chaos and confusion, but I feel that it may not be chaos and confusion on a level as to, I don't know. But that's interesting because the shutdown is really what a lot of us wanted. You know what I mean? So let's see what else he has to say. Okay, this was a good one.
They have many plans. They have many plans. They have goals and wants and desires. But their desires and their goals and their wants are not in alignment with nature and the cosmos. For upon the day of the blood moon, we shall stand in our warrior circles and unity. And we shall bring terror upon the land. And we will bring terror upon the land. Many will die on November 8th. Many will die, for we shall rip their spirits from their worthless, soulless bodies and send them to dimensions unknown.
Brother, sister, Fletcher, anything, Brother Winston, what's going on? I got a quick message for you guys. You know, everything is evolving right now. All right? Our realm, our planet is evolving. Everything is changing. And when I saw that the Aurora Borealis was kicking out or showing nitrogen in the atmosphere, I knew that there was a big change. I knew there was a huge change that happened. At this present moment now, brothers and sisters, as we see these facts and they continue, even though they just had this huge climate meeting, they don't make the decisions. We make the decisions. As of now, the atmosphere of our realm, of our entire planet, is equal to the atmosphere of space. Okay? I'll say that again. The atmosphere of our realm, all right, is equal to that of the atmosphere of space. I was watching Dabu 77 and I'm going to post it on the information area. You already see it. In California, Fireball, which is nothing but a smaller meteor, that's all it is, it's a smaller meteor. A fireball came from the sky and hit a man's front porch, and all that plasma fire burnt his house to the ground. All right? Usually fireballs and meteors and, you know, of that nature, usually they explode in the atmosphere, in the upper atmosphere, but now that everything has changed, the fireballs literally are now coming to the ground and touching ground. All right? Understand what's going on right now. Things are changing rapidly. All right? If you have brothers and sisters who are not watching nature, who are not watching the things around us change, you know, they have serious problems. All right? But as of now, the atmosphere has changed, and there are fireballs coming down to the ground, touching ground. All right? All right, now. All right, brothers and sisters, just wanted to share that with you. Just wanted to share that with you because, you know, it's important that we understand what is currently taking place right now on our realm and our planet. It's extremely important that we understand what's taking place. All right? Things are changing. This is science that is happening. It's not some prophecy and all that. And the reason why they say prophecy is because people who caught up in religion, they depend upon this book called the Bible. These Saxons created the Bible from what our ancestors wrote on the scrolls, with the Hopis, with the Apaches, with the Mayans, the Aztecs, because they were deep into time travel, and they saw these things happening before they happened. All right? They saw all of this happening before it happened. So they already let us know. So they want to put it, these factors go and put it in the Bible. some prophet John. I mean, come on, get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. Some prophet John said this, and prophet John wrote that. Ain't no prophet wrote nothing. This is shit straight from the scrolls of the ancestors. The ancestors saw these things happening. These facts have got on all of the scrolls as they began to burn down our libraries. They got a hold of the scrolls and began reading the scrolls. It scared them. And they knew it would be a certain time when things started to happen. And the Hopis wrote, we know the end, when the end of days, there will be a spider web across the sky, which we know are chemtrails. This is how the Hopis saw it, because they were walking among us in the future. They went in the energy ahead and saw this. All right? Which means that they created a transmutation circle. They had a transmutation area where they literally were able to go into what they call the future, or go into the energy ahead of them, so that they could see what was going on, because they needed to know. And they wrote it on the scrolls, and these facts were put in a book called a Bible, and told us that some prophet named this and prophet named that wrote this, when in reality it was written by our ancestors, but not somebody named John who was on some fake-ass island that you can't even find on a map. All right? So just let you guys know, the atmosphere of our realm, of our planet, is now equal to the atmosphere of space. And fireballs are flowing into, this is where we are, is the lowest, it's the lower atmosphere. This is where we are. We're in the lower atmosphere. All right? Up there is the upper atmosphere. So when we usually, on a usual basis, the fireballs and meteors usually explode in the upper atmosphere. But in this case, it's not happening like so. In this case, it's not happening that way. In this case, the fireball came straight to the ground and put the man's house on fire and burned the house all the way to the ground. Dabu 77 has got pictures of it, and he's got the message that he say the in his on his video channel. And I'm going to be posting this. I'm going to be putting this in the information box so that you all can see it. All right, brothers and sisters, keep your head up. Know what's going on around you. Know that science is happening. You know, forget about all the other garbage and the bullshit that they're talking about. All right? Get all about the bullshit and the garbage. Because I guarantee you, brothers and sisters, when science takes place, if you're not prepared for what's taking place, won't be prepared. We're going to be talking about plasma shields very soon. I think I did a video on plasma shields one time before. We're going to talk about plasma shields and activating different plasma shields and the orgone. When you do the orgone can create a shield. Orgone can create a shield if it's activated the proper way. All right? So we're going to talk about that a bit later, okay, brothers and sisters? So just wanted to share that with you. All right? I'll catch you guys later. You know the deal. All power to the multi-chakra celestial intelligence, but chaos brings you forever and ever and ever. Remember, chaos brings change. All right? This is chaos literally bringing change. All right, brothers and sisters? Catch you guys later. Much power to you all.
Listen to this daily when you feel sad.
On my horizon, three little birds rub my doorstep, singing sweet songs. Now they're going through.
What's up, everybody? I am now live on both Facebook and Instagram. Y'all come on in. What they call zero AD. From zero AD to three. Little Lex, little Pamela, little Primordial, little Beautiful. Yeah, come on in. Little Money. Little Fraser. We're getting a little mini, y'all. We'll get started. We'll get started. Look, Kylie Ma. We begin. They'll come in when they come in. Opening quote for this one. This one is titled Blackula and Dracula, the Vampiric Bloodline, the Setup. This one has been asked about by a lot of my teammates and friends and friends ex. So we're going to get it in. So the opening quote for this lecture is something. Dark things, the shiny, is like food, because the world is a hungry place, and the darkest things are the hungry, and they will eat what shines, and they will eat what shines. They will swarm it like mosquitoes or leeches. Dick Howe runs in the movie Dark Sleep. One more time. Something, dark things. The shining, your life essence and psychic power, is like food, because the world is a hungry place, because we in an age of consumption. You see what I'm saying? And the darkest things, vampires, are the hungry, and they will eat what shines, your light. They will swarm it like mosquitoes or leeches. So let's begin. Let's begin. Where did these vampiric bloodlines come from? As we well know, we'll start our way back to the beginning of the Roman Empire, 753 BC. When the Roman Empire was birthed, it set up shop in Europe. Everything was going well. Everything was going well all the way up until what they call 0 AD. From 0 AD to 300 AD into the Christian kingdom, known as the Byzantine Empire, because the original Roman Empire wasn't Christian. It was what they call pagan. So they worship nature spirits in the original realm, right? In the original realm. But there was a rising Christian cult in this particular society. And the Christian cult would gain enough prominence, enough power within Rome to go to war with the so-called pagans or nature worshippers. And up under the rule of Constantinople and his decree in the First Council of Nicaea in the year 325 A.D., they would usurp the original Roman Empire. So from this point on, you're not even dealing with Rome as we've been taught. You're dealing with the Byzantine Empire. Now, the Byzantine Empire was the reallocation of the Roman Empire as it became a Christian state or Christian, you know, realm. Empire. You see what I'm saying? So from this point on, do know we're not talking about the original Rome. We are talking about the refashioned Rome that began in 0 AD and was fully established in 330 AD. From 330 AD on, this is what we're dealing with. So I want y'all to know where we at with this. Now, Rome or the Romans were originally the Carthaginians, who were a powerful port empire in Italy, which I know is Italy today. And so that's how Rome even began. It was like a little family feud, whatever, part of the family cut off when they created Rome, then they would eventually go to conquer Carthagine and absorb them into the Roman Empire. From that point on, Rome would go on to what? Conquer most of the world. And they would do this. And they would become the world power at that time. From that point on, they would have their own civil war. And they would, at this point, transmute from the nature world or the natural energy to Christian energy or Christ up on the Constantinople. Right? So, the Roman Moors for 900 years made sure that the world remained in a clean, hygienic, pure state. See what I'm saying? As stated in the book Dirt by Terrence McLaughlin, it wasn't until the rising cult of Christians who were firmly against all things Roman, including the hygienics and everything, is when you start to see all the disgusting, weirdo shit that was going down in Europe, right? So that's when this all started, around 0 AD to 300 AD. You feel me? So what happened? There were a group of Moors, that same group of Moors that was at the Council of Nicaea, who had ambitions for world domination. Right? And so they wanted to rule the world. And so they, who were also dark alchemists and dark sorcerers, took it upon themselves to start to fashion a group of beings, which they termed the mutants at the time, but we would go on to know them as the pale European, the pale albino, blah, 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 right? So when they started this process, they started it during the Christian era, between 0 AD, and they tell you 6,000 years. No, they was contemplating it, but Rome wasn't created until 53 BC. So they didn't really start doing this grafting, this alchemy, this dark alchemy and dark sorcery to at least the Byzantine Empire. In historical records, right? So they gave you, the Muslims gave you the story of Yakub. Now, Yakub is not a real character, right? I'm going to tell y'all why. Yakub is not even, the name Yakub is not even Arabic. It's not even Arabic. It's not an Arabic word. It's a Hebrew word, which means he who supplants. And to supplant something means to usurp it, topple it, and dethrone it. So the Yacubian energy was a mindset. The mindset of this particular group, we're going to call them Nicenes, since that's what they call the council. You see what I'm saying? Or the Yacubians or the Jacobians, the Jacobites, because that's what they will become. Because Yacub, transliterated into Christian Old English, is Jacob. Now, y'all already know the story of Jacob. Jacob stole the inheritance from his brother Esau by tricking him with the first example, what they call tricknology, to get the information, right? So when they got the information, when he got this birthright by tricking him with this red stew, that's what that whole event represented, Esau gave up his birthright. And so he would sneak to his father Isaac, and Isaac thought he was blessing Esau, but he blessed. This is the first instance. These stories, the Jacob story and the Jacob story, is telling you how these Byzantine Christian Moors and Nicenes would telling you the mindset, the corruption, the thought process, and the game plan for how they would take over the world for the next 2,000 years. See what I'm saying? That's what this story is about. But they knew they weren't going to be able to do it themselves because they weren't in the majority. It was just a few of them, right? It was just a few of them originally. They will bring more people in as time goes on. So when they realized this, they needed what? They needed a scapegoat. They needed something. They needed an army. They needed people. So what they did, they will fabricate wars for the next 1,500 years in Europe. You see, that's why Europe was always at war. These wars were fabricated. They was well thought out. All wars have a political agenda. Remember it. So what goes down here in this world is they begin to produce or take melanated people, experiment on them, and graft out the melanin. They will begin to dilute the melanin doing these dark alchemical experiments through torture, suffering, and selective reproduction, right? So once they weaken these beings enough to where they became albinos, they start producing more and more albino children. The problem with albinism at that time was during the solar energies at the time was still strong. So when albinos would go outside, it would fuck up their melanin. You see what I'm saying? Because they didn't have the melanin to protect themselves, so it would hurt them. So the solar energies would turn them feral. If you want to see what it's like for a vampire to go feral, go watch the movie Daybreak. You see what I'm saying? The movie Daybreakers, you see how what happens to a vampire once they turn feral. You see what I'm saying? So they telling you in the story how they did this. All right, they got a problem now. They got a problem. What are we going to do? Our army is dying. Our tribe is dying. So how are we going to save them? So they turn back to their dark alchemical processes, their dark experimentation. And they realized through the method of torture, pain, and suffering, they realized that the body releases a unique chemical. Y'all call this chemical today popularly as adrenochrome. Now, y'all think adrenochrome just now, we just now finding out about adrenochrome. They've been on adrenochrome for about 1,000 years now. They'd be the first nigga to tell y'all this. So they've been on that shit. So what goes down next is they would give these feral albinoids, these feral degenerated albinoids, they would inject them with adrenochrome. And the albinoids would die. They would literally drop dead. but then they will come back to life. You see what I'm saying? They will come back to life. And when they came back to life, they will heal, regenerate, and everything. The anti-aging process, all that will be reversed because that's what adrenochrome does. Adrenochrome is made through torture, pain, negative emotions, your adrenaline, life force, and melanin. That's how, and then they refine it with, you know, by distilling it through chemical processes or whatever. That's how it's made. So they fed these people adrenochrome and turned them into vampires. Because now, the next problem they run into is after about 6 or 7 months, the adrenochrome run out. And they'll start to return back to being feral because they was hungry now. They remember this basically living dead at this point. So they had to start making more adrenochrome. How is they getting the adrenochrome? Through war. The bodies that die via war already has produced adrenochrome in it. You see what I'm saying? And so when they take this adrenochrome, they take the bodies of war, I guarantee you most graveyards is empty, low key. The organs is gone. Everything gone. And they've been distilling adrenochrome and stealing humans for years in a factory. They can show you this in the movie Daybreakers. Go check it out. They show you that their blood banks in the movie. It was a work. Daybreakers, by the way, is basically a movie about what if the world was run by vampires. You see what I'm saying? And one of the biggest operations of the vampiric nation at the time was the blood bank, of course. Up under the blood bank, they had humans in stasis, and they was just extracting blood from them. But they would keep them alive until they extract every single ounce of blood in their body. Once they do that, then they drop them. You see what I'm saying? They get rid of them. You see what I'm saying? Or even worse, they would drain them of the blood, let them regenerate a little while, let the body itself regenerate for a while by feeding it sustenance. And then, you know, because you can feed them liquid sustenance too. And then they would continue to extract the blood from them as time goes on. So this is what's happening. So they start setting up adrenochrome labs and factories on the ground at this time to continue to fashion their adrenochrome. Now, the Moors were so impressed with this adrenochrome, they started taking it. And so that's when you get the Blackhulian bloodline. See what I'm saying? The Draculian bloodline they created, but they were so impressed with that shit. They were like, shit, we got enough niggas. We got this enough humans on the planet where we keep this going for the next 2,000 years. And they did. So they would take it. And so they would spend their life. Now, the Draculian bloodline, the Draculian bloodline, which had to be the Albinoids, pale races, and everybody like that, probably maybe 250, 260 years, like they showed you with Queen Elizabeth II. You see what I'm saying? Who's also a vampire, by the way, if y'all didn't know that. Queen Elizabeth II, so they buried that bitch in a lead box. I'm not making this shit up. That hoe had all that money, and you mean tell me they buried her in a lead box? Now everybody knows dead vampires is allergic to lead and silver. That's well known around here. You feel me? So what goes on next is the Moors start taking this adrenochrome too, and they start gaining these vampiric abilities. Now the Moors lived longer because they had their melanin intact. You see what I'm saying? So they lived longer. And so since they live longer, they would live maybe 750 to 1,000 years, easy. Because the body is designed to live 1,000 years anyway. So this adrenochrome allowed them to live that 1,000 years without any problems. You see what I'm saying? Without any problems. As long as they continue to take it. Now the problem here was the adrenochrome, which is still an imperfect formula at the time, the more you took it, the more you got addicted to it, like anything, the body builds a resistance to it. So what they started, what they had to start doing was they had to start kidnapping children. They found out that children have the purest life force because it hasn't been corrupted by society. Like they showed you the movie Dr. Sleep. Remember when they showed you the scene? They showed you two major scenes in this movie. They showed you how, what happens to you once you take adrenochrome. What, that was when Rose the Hat gave Andy, Snakebite Andy, the sting for the first time, and she died and came back to life. You see what I'm saying? And now she was a vampire, the true knot. The true knot was vampires. So that's strike one. Strike two in the movie, they showed you how they extracted sting from children. That's when they killed the baseball boy in the movie. And so they tortured the kid, and she said, what? Pain purifies sting. Why? Because pain unleashes the adrenaline in the body, and so it purifies any, the adrenaline in your body purifies anything in you as a form of healing because you're in your flight or fight mode. You see, it's in your survival mode. And so that's how they extracted adrenochrome from the children in real life. They would torture them and everything, just like they did in Dr. Sleep, and they would extract every bit of adrenochrome they could from the children. And so they realized the children had the most potent form of adrenochrome. And with a little bit more alchemical process, that's all they needed was the children's adrenochrome. That's why they started kidnapping children at an accelerated rate from their point on. If you look up under, if y'all have watched the videos of the underground tunnels in Europe, they full of skulls. Most of those skulls are chewed. They look small skulls. They're not big skulls like the head of an adult. All they did is still eat adults, but they knew the best prize was the children. You see what I'm saying? And as time went on, as technology got better, then they got more sophisticated with their adrenochrome harvesting. Now, most people, scientists and all that, will say this some bullshit. If this some bullshit, then why you erase it all off Google? You see what I'm saying? They said, you know, I received a channel from Mother Earth, and she said the biggest adrenochrome harvest in history was in World War II, D-Day, storming Normandy Beach. That was the greatest adrenochrome harvest in history. Thousands upon thousands of dead soldiers in one place. All they had to do was go collect the bodies. Like I said, most soldiers die in misery, pain, and suffering for the most part. So all the adrenochrome is already in their body. So they took all those bodies because they don't ever tell you what they do with the bodies. They're all military funerals. It's closed casket funerals. So how do you know somebody's in there? You see what I'm saying? How you know? How we know anything? So they would take those bodies and give it to their vampiric ruling elite, who I just call the Nicenes, because that was the name of the council who created all this crazy shit, right? And so that's what's been going on. That's where you get these two bloodlines from. That's where you get these two bloodlines from. So that's what the Yaku story was about. That's what the Jacob story is about. Yaku and Jacob are the same motherfuckers in the Bible. Best believe it. So, okay, we're back. I bet. What happens? Interestingly enough, did y'all know that the Byzantine Empire fell in 1453 due to all the civil war that these vampire ruling elite were causing? Just 39 years later, Moorish Spain fell right behind it. And then they kicked out the good Moors, and they became refugees and was forced to travel across the planet. They went to Africa, they came over here, they went to India, blah, 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 Asia, wherever they went. But they had to get the hell out of Spain.
The million-dollar question is, were they really kicked out of Spain, or did they run out of Spain? Because they was dealing with some vampiric motherfuckers. So y'all think that the conquistadors were a regular army? No. The conquistadors was Dracula and Dracula's army. You see what I'm saying? Dracula and Dracula's army. You feel me? So that's why when they came over here, it wasn't mostly white people that were conquistadors. It was European mulattoes. There were some whites. There were Arabs, and then there was Africans. That's what made up the conquistadorian army. And their job was to infiltrate the Americas and take us down. Because we had no idea what the fuck these niggas was doing. You see what I'm saying? We had no idea. Now, with that being said, when these motherfuckers did all this and conquer our lands, that's when they begin to set up shop, right? That's when they begin to set up shop with this vampiric shit, with the adrenochrome factories over here. But prior to the 1500s, we know what the fuck that shit was. Matter of fact, the concept of the vampire wasn't introduced to us over here. To what year? What year was it? 1813. It was a poem called The G.R. The G.R. by Lord Byron. So it was the concept of the vampire didn't even come here to the 1800s. And then they made the first book, The Black Vampire, Legend of St. Domingo, which is Haiti, 1819. So this wasn't even over here. We didn't know what was going on. We just thought these niggas was our people. We was dealing with some shit we didn't even understand. And we just now starting to fully understand who and what these people are. You see what I'm saying? Who and what these people are. The bubonic plague. Let me backtrack a little bit. The bubonic plague did not start in Europe. It started in Russia. Now, Russia was not called Russia in the 400s AD when they released the bubonic plague or the Black Death, as y'all also know it. Russia was not what it was called. It was called Tartaria. Now, Tartaria Moors was also participating in these dark alchemical practices. That's what got them fucked up too, by the way. They created two Abenora groups. One was the Khazars, the other was the Jesuits, or the Ashkenazi Jews today. The other is the Mongolians. They tell you all the time the Mongolians came from the north. How far north? As far as Tartaria. Because Tartaria and Europe was all one. Think about this. Think about the ancient world. The ancient world had no borders at this time. Remember that. So for real. So you basically could cross over from Europe to Tartaria whenever you felt like it for the most part, right? There was no, the world wasn't sectioned off into districts like it is now. You see, it's not carved up or anything. At that time, you basically could freely travel the world and go wherever you wanted to go, and you was welcome into whatever city-state that you got to, right, that you made it to on your travels. So, of course, the Euromores and the Tartarian Moors were communicating with each other. And so the Euromores got in contact with Tartarian Moors and told them what they was doing. And so the Tartarians got on it too. They saw participating in this dark alchemical process as well. Because they also had ambitions of taking over the world. I mean, to this day, who runs Russia? Vladimir Putin. I told y'all I think that nigga was Dracula. I had suspicions of that nigga being Dracula. Now we know that these niggas is vampires. So that nigga is Dracula, low key. Low key. You see what I'm saying? Because he taking the adrenochrome too. You feel me?
He was taking it too. That's a robot or goddamn clone that we seen on the recordings. Shit. So this is what went down. So they released two Abinoid groups, the Khazars and the Mongols. The Khazars and the Mongols, y'all know how much hell they was before they conquered China, before they conquered the Middle East. The Mongoloids and the Khazars destroyed Tartaria because they found out that the Tartarian Moors was trying to kill them off with this bubonic plague. Now, the bubonic plague first recorded in 540 AD. It hit China. After Russia, it left with China. Then it hit India. Then it hit the Middle East, which I know is the Middle East today. Then it even went north. It even hit North Africa, which is Egypt. And then it made its way to Europe. You see what I'm saying? According to the book Dirt. You see him? So according to the book Dirt, this is what went down. So the Europeans didn't create the bubonic plague. The Tartarians created the bubonic plague. Just let y'all know who did that. And so the reason why these Moors created the bubonic plague is because these motherfuckers here tried to kill off their own creation because they lost control of them. They lost control of the Khazars and the Mongoloids in Tartaria. See what I'm saying? In Tartaria. When they lost control of them, that's what caused civil war in Tartaria. That's what caused the civil war in Tartaria. And it basically destroyed the empire. After the Mongoloids and the Khazars destroyed Tartaria, that's when they moved into China. You see what I'm saying? In the Middle East. So that's their storyline. That's why they was so good at war by the time they got to China. Ashley says, how were they so good at war? The Mongoloids and the Khazars, how were they so good at war by the time they got to China? It's because they was already warring in Tartaria or Russia, as they call it. They never tell you the ancient name of Russia. And that's why. The ancient name of Russia is Tartaria. Right? So, let us continue here. So when that went down with the bubonic plague, they tried to kill their people off, and they rebelled. Then the Mongoloids and the Khazars would go basically on a war path across the land for the next few hundred years. Y'all already know that. That's in written history. Don't have to tell you about it. What happened over there in Europe, though, was way more disgusting. Because the Christian cult did not believe in hygienics, according to the book Dirt, because they didn't believe in hygienics and keeping themselves clean. I mean, the book said it was a Jewish woman who didn't wash her face for 16 years, which is some disgusting ass, 50-ass shit, because she was touched by water, and it just is. It's just some ass shit, right? So, the Khazars, I mean not the Khazars, but the Europeans, they felt the worst effects of the bubonic plague. You see what I'm saying? Because they was already dirty. It's the Christian Byzantine Empire at this point, which is another reason why I said niggas weren't even living long enough. They said motherfuckers was only living 13 years because they weren't washing or cleaning themselves. You see what I'm saying? Because the Christian cult that had took over Rome, and fashion this fake Rome called the Byzantine Empire. Don't they sound about right? Don't they, you wonder where they get these ideas from, how they created a fake USA over our country? They did this shit over there first. They created a fake Rome called the Byzantine Empire. And this fake Christian state, the niggas didn't clean, the niggas didn't wash, the niggas didn't bathe, the niggas didn't do none of that shit. Now, of course, the Moors in Spain, of course, they washed and cleaned because, or the original name for them was Tariq and Berbers. Of course, they washed and cleaned. They was good. But they even said in their own book, them Christian motherfuckers, they don't clean, they don't wash, they didn't do none of that shit in their book. But Dirt told it all. Dirt said, I couldn't even get this book, it was so fucking disgusting. I see what Panic talking about now.
That shit was nasty. Niggas been washed, niggas been cleaned for years. So, of course, before the bubonic plague hit, it was a disgusting place. You see what I'm saying? It had to have already been a disgusting place. But after the bubonic plague hit in the 1300s, oh, I can only imagine that shit had to have been raw. It had to have been a fucked up place. You see what I'm saying? And you wonder why these empires fell? That's why they fell. That's why they fell. Because bubonic plague was striking these people all the way up until the early 1800s. So bubonic plague literally lasted like 500 years. On and off. It would get stronger, then it would recede. It would get stronger, then it would recede. They said that it's like it had an intelligence of its own, and it did. Because it was manufactured by man. It was manufactured by the Tartarian Moors. They used their dark alchemy and dark sorcery to create the bubonic plague, and they unleashed it on the Mongols and the Khazars. Mongols and Khazars didn't die. They fought that shit off and would eventually kill the native Tartarian Moors. Some of them may have escaped into Europe, but most of them died off. That's why you don't hear shit about them. You see what I'm saying? That's why you don't hear much about the Tartarians like that, because most of them died off after that. It was killed off. So now, let's continue. Let's continue. Where are we? Where are we? We're over here now. These the conquistadors and brought that fifth ass shit over here and started programming with this vampiric bullshit. You see what I'm saying? And so when they got up here to North America, you know, they found a lot of friends and they started introducing adrenochrome to them. All this war, all this death, all this devastation over adrenochrome farming, because the elite Blackulan and Draculan people or bloodlines needed that. And they would continue to give it out to more and more people across the planet as they became the new elites in their own region. You see what I'm saying? Of the planet. So now you living in a global vampiric system. I mean, they tell you, I told y'all what politics mean. Poly means many. It's Latin for many. And tics is Latin for blood-sucking creatures. Now, the only blood-sucking creature I know is a vampire. That's humanoid, anyway. So politics just basically means a legal system for vampires. Yes, you don't belong in this system. That's why we tell you you don't belong in this shit here. You know, in this shit here. So to clear up a few myths, let's get into these myths. You know, the first vampire that they recorded happened in Croatia, which was at that time Istria. And the guy's name was Jure Grondo. Which is why I think the poem, the GR, or the GR, came from. You know, the inspired from the myth of this vampire in this region, which was Russia. Yeah, Croatia. Yeah, there's up there in Russia somewhere. It's in that region, you know. So, and they described this man as a vampire and a warlock. They called him a Strigan. This was 1579, 1656. So, there you go. Now, the Dracula story is based off an actual being, actually. Vlad the Impaler was actually real. You see what I'm saying? He was actually real. And their bloodline would be called Dracula. Dracula can mean son of the dragon, but in the new our language that they was using was son of the devil. So that's where they get all that from. In the movie, Dracula Untold, when he was talking to the head vampire in the movie, he was like, and the head vampire was like, why you want this shit? You know, when he questioned him. He said, men don't feel swords. They feel monsters. Men, sometimes the world don't need a hero. Sometimes the world needs a monster. And the head vampire said, you have no idea what it is to be a monster, but you're about to find out. So that's when he cut his wrist and gave him his vampire blood, which is a member of Adrenochrome. He is a member of Adrenochrome. So that's what you're looking at in these movies. That's what you're looking at. But let's continue here. Let's continue. Vlad the Impaler was a real person. But Transylvania was just a myth. That was a myth. Let me tell you why they perpetuated that myth. See, everybody needs a mythology. And the reason why you need a mythology is because mythologies create spiritual dimensions. See what I'm saying? Mythologies create spiritual dimensions. Perfect example. You had Greece, and then you had their mythological version of Greece, which is Olympia. You see what I'm saying? And all other places that they created in their myths. So the vampires were one of the mythology too, a spiritual dimension that they could go to. So they created Transylvania. Transylvania became a spiritual dimension and spiritual home for the vampire. When they died, their spirits traveled to Transylvania. We'll get more on that in a moment. More on Transylvania in a moment. We'll get back to that. But I just want to let y'all know. The word vampire comes from the Latin lamia, which is basically in Greek, classical Greek mythology, lamia was a half-woman, half-serpent being who fed and sucked on the blood of children. You can't make this up. Now you see where the myth is coming from. Now you see where they get the idea of sucking on your jugular vein, which had a lot of blood in it. You see what I'm saying? Had a lot of blood in it. A huge flow of blood flows through the jugular vein of your neck. So this is where all this is coming from, you know? This is where all this is coming from. So they basically telling you what this is. You live in a society of vampires. You don't believe me? Tell me why they setting up plasma banks and blood busters all around the country. Plasma banks, y'all. Plasma bank, where's plasma in your body? It's in your blood. And they ask to come donate that shit to them for money so they can what? Take your blood. And they take it to their blood banks. Blood banks is real. I hope y'all know that blood banks actually exist, you know, in our world, you know, and they exist all around the country. So there is a hidden culture of vampire, there's a hidden vampire society right in front of us. You see what I'm saying? That's what they were showing you in the movie Daybreak. I encourage y'all to go see it. It's not the best movie, but they show you the society of vampires. They show you how they said it was something happened in the world. Now, they blamed it on a cataclysmic event in the movie. But we all know the truth. The cataclysmic event was the more seen their feral albinos adrenochrome. So they fed these people adrenochrome. The adrenochrome kills you and brings you back to life as a vampire. But the negative of this is you have to forever take adrenochrome or you're going to turn feral again and die. See what I'm saying? So that's the negative of adrenochrome. Also, it gives you longevity. It makes you mentally sharper. It makes you more beautiful, more skilled. Enhanced strength and speed. All that is true. And if you were into the occult, which most of the motherfuckers is already into the occult and alchemy and all that, they have enhanced psychic abilities as well. Of course. So this is what you're seeing. So everything you've been seeing in these movies and everything has been showing you what it is. Now, the QAnon call them now, today, the deep state, which is nothing but this vampiric society, these vampiric bloodlines that exist right alongside us. I tell you one double. Y'all notice how Caucasians or American white people have been coming into the inner communities and regentrifying it for themselves? Why? It's because the vampiric bloodlines have been taking over the suburbs. Definitely receive that channel of the day. Like, and they show you this in the movie Day Shift. Yeah, with Jamie Foxx. They do what? They want to set up, they own a bunch of real estate companies and real estate firms. They be the first nigga to tell you that. They show you this, if you don't believe me, they show you this in the movie Day Shift. They show you this in the movie Vampire in the Bronx. There's another vampire movie that came out that was real popular. And they show you, like, the main businesses they deal with is in real estate. Because they need land to set up. They need land, businesses, and everything so they can set up their vampiric, you know, territories, you know. So the suburbs, because it's getting so hot on the ground due to the rising heat on the planet, the suburbs is the next best destination. So they kicking American white people out of the suburbs. They raising the prices sky high so they can't live in the suburbs no more. That's why American white people have been coming back into, or Caucasians have been coming back into the inner cities and buying up neighborhoods and regentrifying. Because the vampiric bloodlines is taking over all the suburbs across the country. Have y'all noticed these strange people walking around? They barely blink. They only come out during a certain time of the day. You only see them at night, for real. Or if they are walking around in the daytime, it's only certain times. It's only days where it's humid, where it's just cool enough for them to bear with it. They put on sunscreen, all that. Sunscreen is a multi-trillion dollar business. Don't believe me? Go look it up. Multi-billion, multi-trillion, somewhere up in there. Why sunscreen a multi-billion dollar business? It's because these vampires need sunscreen to walk around in the daytime. That allows them to be daywalkers. You know, that allows them to be daywalkers. So these beings is walking around, and they use their handlers. I mean, they use they puppets, because they the handlers, my bad. They use their puppets to go around the city buying up property for them, because they own all the wealth. They've been around for at least 1,000 years. You see what I'm saying? 400 A.D., to 1400 AD is 1,000, and you add on another 600 years, then about 1600 years? 1600 years, yeah. Yeah, about 400 to 2,000 is 600. 1600 years you've been putting up with this. 1600 years our people have been putting up with this vampiric bullshit. You see what I'm saying? With this vampiric bullshit. And they have slowly but surely ingrained their way of life into media, into politics, into economics, into the military. It's a lot of military vampires. Now, you know, they got their own vampiric military. They show you this. You don't believe me? Go watch movie Daybreak. It's a reason why that movie wasn't popular. And I think the reason why Ethan Hawke had to do Black Phone, because he did the movie Daybreakers. And they told too much fucking information. So you go get it on Amazon Prime, you want to check it out. You can rent it for about $4, but it's worth the watch, because it shows you the society of vampires. If they rule the world, it looks like. And the problem was, in the movie, was they were facing a crisis because they had killed off all the humans. So it's no longer a food supply. And the movie shows you who is truly unnatural in the movie. And so the cure was treated vampire blood. Treated vampire blood. So motherfuckers who once vampire figured out that it was an alchemical process of they would get hit by the sun, but they would have to put water on their body. And when they put water on their body, they would get hit by the sun. And the solar ray will burn up all the toxic vampire blood or vampirism in their body, adrenochrome in their body, and they will come back to life. Now,
They never found a cure for adrenochrome in reality. You see what I'm saying? They never found a cure for adrenochrome in reality. That's why they kept doing it. And they didn't want to stop anyway because they liked that shit. So there was no reason to have a cure. And that was enough. That's why they wanted us to keep having children. So they can keep stealing, so they can continue having a steady supply of children, a steady food supply, basically, especially children. That's what you're in. You're in an interplanetary restaurant. Yes, yes, yes. They do rituals. They sacrifice their god. The blood god or the Margaret, they show them the blaze, nothing but y'all the boy of the blind, a.k.a. the demiurge. That's all it is. You know, this nigga was what, half lion, half maggot. He had the body of a head of a lion and the body of a maggot. So you already know what that is. Like we already talked about y'all the boy extensively. So that was the god of the vampires. But in Blade, they called him La Magra. They said only the melanated ones is going to be able to beat La Magra. So they had Blade come in, the melanated Daywalker come in and take this nigga out. But they wouldn't let him beat Dracula. Who they let beat Dracula? They let the sister who played in the movie The Invitation beat Dracula. So Blade beat Yaldabaoth. And her name was Evie Jackson or Evie Johnson, one of the two in the movie. And she beat Dracula, but both of them was melanated. So she basically was the female Blade because it was bloodline shit in her movie. Her bloodline was tainted with vampirism. And she was supposed to be the third sister because it was supposed to be four of them for the vampire magic to stay strong, one for each element, earth, air, fire, and water. You see what I'm saying? One for each element. One of the sisters killed themselves, and so they broke the magic. He said in the movie, it must always be three, plus himself, which equals four. So it's supposed to be four of them to keep the magic strong, right? Right? So interestingly enough, in the movie The Invitation, they was no longer giving birth to females. Nature had banished the feminine energy from their bloodline. The only reason she was born is because she was in America, which is full of feminine energy. You see what I'm saying? America is full of feminine energy. You know, so, but in England, in all the places, it was then the patriarchal energy, masculine energy. So they weren't giving birth to women on their side of the planet no more. What's up, everybody?
All right.
All right. Shout out to Tina Turner, you guys. That was the instrumental of Golden Eye, a wonderful song. I encourage you all to go listen to it. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up, you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio, Ancestral Tea, and Full Moon Awareness, you guys. Know that the collapse has begun, and we got to be baby kids, as Brother Wisdom says. You know what I mean? So that's pretty much all that I got for you guys. So let's go ahead and close out. Please join me every weekend, my podcast and consistency every weekend at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central here on the Hanson Awareness Radio. And what else? If you need to contact me for a reading or a session or just, you know, have a conversation about anything, guys, sponsorship, anything, please utilize my link tree, guys. You can utilize my link tree. And I hope that you guys are utilizing creativity, no longer playing foul, you know what I mean? As the timeline has split, shift, and all of that, guys, I'm noticing sexual energy is very creative. It is indeed. Yet what are our root intentions, you know what I mean, underlining it? You know what I'm saying? So I think that now's a good time to really check our intentions and check what we're projecting out. Are we using it for malicious gain? Or are we utilizing things to benefit and help humanity elevate as a whole? I think that's something that we should truly be observing for ourselves and to truly think about. All right? All right, guys. Till next time. Peace.
Brothers and sisters, it's Lester. This is Brother Wisdom. We've got a lot going on right now. And complete attention in this situation. That's all right. The collapse has begun. All right? I need you all to understand what's going on. The collapse has begun. All right? And when we talk about the collapse, we're talking about this entire system. All right? These inorganic beings have done so much to our planet over these past energy cycles. What we've missed, 90 energy cycles, something about that, 80 to 90 energy cycles. So over these past energy cycles, these inorganic beings have done so much damage to the planet, destroying trees, destroying the original beings, the original kindred of this world, taking their part in destroying certain structures that were designed to keep a certain level of balance on the planet, destroying the sacred timelines of the original kindred. All right? They've done so much, all right, on this extremely high level. And me being as a shaman, me being as a cosmic prince, me being as one who sit among the cosmic council of elders, you know, me being as one who is the most high on the planet, you know, my position, you know, is to let you all know what's going on and to get you all prepared as I am preparing myself. All right? We are coming into the time of the closure of the world that we know today. All right? Remember, we wrote this in the book. In the book that they call the Bible, we wrote this, all right? It was written on the walls by the Hopis, the Aztecs, the Mayans, and which my end, I found out I got to get the right name for our tribe, but they were not Mayans. It was these inorganics who named us Mayans. All right? But we wrote this stuff on the wall because we had already time traveled, and we wrote it long before the invasion because we saw it coming. We fought as much as we could fight, but we had our own within our universe against us also, as they were under this, I call it an apocalyptic spell, all right? And that was, you know, when you talk about the word apocalypse means to be revealed, all right? So it was a spell that was revealed, you know? So what we're facing, my brothers and sisters, is a situation of a collapse of this entire system. And this is why myself, we stress, all right? I am Sima Batanturi Anu, Chimerian Anunnaki, paired up with my kindred Osiris. As a shaman, we always take the energy or the spirit of one who was great, and we pair up with one. All right, so I am paired up with Osiris, and we link into extremely high realms and talk. So today I had an exercise I had to do, and after my exercise that I had to do, it was revealed that our planet and the cosmos and nature are coming together as one. And remember a while back, those who've been following for a while, remember a while back we said it's going to come to a point of time when the parallel worlds are going to come together and everything is going to disappear, all these buildings everything that they created, the money, everything is created, and the parallel worlds are coming together. All right? So we have our planet right here. This is our planet right here, and this is the other world right here. So it's kind of like coming together like this. All right? So we've got the cosmic energy coming in, and these parallel worlds must come together, the masculine and the feminine. So we are in the feminine. This is the feminine energy right here. Our planet is feminine, but we have an identical planet that's pairing up spiritually with our planet, which is a masculine. All right? And what's going on all along the West Coast, all the way into Canada, Siberia, Greece, Turkey, all parts of Europe, Russia. All right, did I say the Arctic Circle? All on fire right now. The Arctic Circle right now is reaching temperatures of 200 degrees. So these inorganic beings who call themselves that, well, we're up north, and they try to create some kind of cold weather. Just know that the first thing that they're going to use their stupid, dumb, forecasters, weather forecasters, to say we're looking at Arctic air. Just know that there is no Arctic air, because in the Arctic right now, the Arctic is on fire right now. Why? Because we got spiritual energy coming in. All right, this is the cosmos, Mother Cosmos, pushing, and she's got her hand under. She's got her hand under our planet, and she's mending the parallel worlds together. Why? For the original beings of this planet. All right? It's all for the original beings of this planet. So she's mending everything together so that this entire world, the system, you gotta understand, when you talk about a world, When you said the world is going to be destroyed, we're talking about a system on the planet, not the world, but the system. So this system, this world that they created, this world of money and things, this world of fame and fortune, you know, this world of position and fake dominance, that's going to come to an end. It's going to be destroyed, and it's going to be destroyed by fire. All right, it's going to be destroyed by fire. So that's what's happening right now. You got all the West Coast, they're on fire right now, and it's been burning, and it's coming closer. I'm looking at the charts, and right now it's at Colorado. They're worried right now because they say, well, the Colorado River, you know, they had to shut it down. They had to shut down the Hoover Dam. Lake Mendocino in California, Lake Oroville in California, which are both dams, they had to shut them down. We told them, we said, we're going to take away everything, every resource that you use to get money. We told them we're going to destroy your money system. We told them. So while everybody else is running around here thinking about some virus and all this other stuff, it's only a facade so that you won't see what's really going on. Greece is on fire. Turkey's on fire. Parts of Europe is on fire. The other parts of Europe that's not on fire are being flooded every day. Washed away. We wash our hands of you. All of you reptilians and draconians and other species, whatever, we as the high cosmic beings, we wash our hands of you. You've done so much damage that we see nothing else but destruction in your path. So now we destroy everything. We destroy everything. We told you guys that we were going to destroy it. There's nothing to fear. Brothers and sisters, do not fear. All right? Throw your caskets away. Your money is no good. Why throw your caskets away? Because what do we say? We are going to transcend without death. We're going to transcend without death. So the collapse has already begun. All that cattle, the cows are not natural. The cows are some creatures that was mended from a bull, a deer, and a dog. These are three different creatures that were not supposed to be mended together. This is how a cow was created. A bull, a deer, and a dog. Alright? And these inorganic beings did this in their laboratories. And then they did a mass production of them. Now they're cloning them. But guess what? They're not being able to be fed anymore because we're drying up everything. Everything is on fire because the cosmos, nature, the planet, parallel worlds, all coming together as one to bring balance to our planet. This is why we've been telling everyone, you must build, 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 build. You must build. You must understand the importance of building structures so that you can pull in that energy, so that you can help yourself to transform into a higher being. We're in the plasma apocalypse. We told you that plasma is going to reveal itself. Warnings are coming everywhere. The collapse has begun. A guy comes to me and talking about Bitcoin, and I said, you know, I just laughed at him. And I said, do you understand that, you know, Bitcoin was created by the same beings who created money? They want everybody to think that Bitcoin was some something that was created by somebody in some cross seas somewhere in some secret coin. No. Bitcoin was created by the same government corporation that created money. Yeah. So all this is going away. all this is going away. But just remember, the internet will always be here. Wi-Fi, which is wireless, what they call it, it's an energy where you can tap into the internet no matter where you go. So that Wi-Fi is a part of the internet. The internet is an organism. All right? The internet is an organism. It will always be here. All you have to do is link into the radio, you know. And remember, we as the original, we have three different radio stations within us. You can link it to planetary, you can link it to universal, or you can link it to cosmic. All right? So we have three different radio stations within us. And that's all a part, that's a part of the original internal networking system, dealing with the kinetic energy and the dark energy, dark matter, all right? Cosmic energy, the force of nature. I mean, all this coming together, plasma, you know, all this, I mean, it's highly complex. But the collapse has begun, and we're watching it, and we're seeing it. And you're going to the grocery stores now, and they're not having nothing. You see China shut down their ports forever. Why? Because China is broke. We told you all we want to break their system, and we're breaking their systems. My brothers, coming down. And that's when the real war begins. The collapse has begun. And as they collapse, we're supposed to rise. So you must build. The only way you rise is you build. You just don't rise and walk around. And no, you have to build. You have to build structures. Build designs, create. Don't say what you don't have. Link it to what you have. You make your decision from there. I just want to share that with you all. The collapse has begun. Part of the world's on fire. 15 states in the U.S. in this United States Corporation, which is 15 states in the area of Atlantis, are burning right now. And these beings are steadily trying to create rain. The rivers and lakes are depleting. We told you we were going to take away the water. We were going to take away their source. Every resource that they use to make money, we told you we were taking it away. Oh, Yellowstone. They were making big money on Yellowstone. What do? We put that shock in Yellowstone. And the energy is there. Someone keeps asking me you need to, hey, Rob, Yellowstone is already doing what it's doing. You let the energy go there. You don't go back anymore. You let the energy build up. Just like we did the stock market. We went to the stock market. We sent that energy. Remember that meditation we did? We went to the stock market. We sent that energy. You don't go back. You just let the energy build. You don't want to disturb what you did. We went into the world banking system. Send the energy into it. What happened? It collapsed. Oh, yeah. It collapsed on the day, September 19th, 2019, which was the end of their contract that they had, that 400-year contract that they agreed with, you know, the Galactic Federation. Yeah, that's when the World Bank collapsed. And then from that point on, they created chaos, or tried to create chaos. All right, so the collapse has begun. All right, and what we've been telling people, stock up canned goods, dried goods, water, because there's going to be a short period of time before we finally evolve that we're going to need these food resources. Understand that we're in a very powerful moment where things are going to be revealed for what they are. Many of these so-called rich beings are running, getting off the planet. They're running. All right? They're running. Because they know what's coming. And they're trying to take their money with them because that's the only source of power. You know, but it's just like Gilligan's Island. If you remember Gilligan's Island, you had a millionaire, and he was on the island, and all the money that he had was worth whole new planet with all their money. It's going to be worthless. They don't even know what they run into. I do. But I'm not going to talk about that. But understand where we stand, my brothers and sisters. Understand where we stand. It's important that you remain in balance. Don't get caught up in the media hype. You know, now they want to talk about Brother for Light and all that stuff. You know, we put it all in the media. Stay in balance. Whatever happened to him, happened to him. He put himself in that position. He was already out of balance anyway. But the whole key point is that we have to see the things that's happening right now around the world. Right now, Greece is hitting temperatures of 180 degrees right now. Turkey hitting temperatures of 160 degrees. I already told you the Arctic Circle is already hitting temperatures of 200 degrees. Oh yeah, it's supposed to be cold up there. Remember, the two points, Antarctica and the Arctic Circle, they were the hottest points of our planet. Yeah, the two points. Most southern and most northern were the hottest points of our planet before that fall. When this collapse is done, when the system is done, our planet will never fall again. We will continue to fight for our planet. Because there are other beings out there within the cosmos who want to get our planet, because our planet is the only planet in this part, this region of the cosmos within our universe that we created to regenerate. There are other planets like that in the cosmos, but in this part of the cosmos, all right, in this universe, our planet is like the only planet that is designed to regenerate everything quickly under the right conditions. That's why it was so hot all the time, because it would be regenerating, and these beings came to try to make it cold so they can survive and offset the balance so that they can steal the resources. Guess what? No more. No more. We told you. We told you. We warned you. Now wrath comes upon you. And we're not going to tell you what's going to happen. All power to the multi-chakra celestial angelic beings. May chaos reign with you forever and ever and ever. What power to you all.
Brothers and sisters of Celestial Energy, this is Brother Wisdom. What's going on, guys? I went on the YouTube community posting and posted about Bebe Kids. And myself and a brother at the workplace, you know, had a really, really big discussion. And, you know, I was telling, you know, we were talking about Bebe Kids and how the movie was so significant. But because at the time we were looking so much at the entertainment in it and laughing that we could not see the message that was being put out. Now you see Bebe left her children. You know, this is done by Brother Robin Harris, you know, Mother Nature rest his soul, you know, they did the brother wrong, just like a lot of our people. But you know, Bebe sent $20, all right, to have the three of them go to this amusement park. All right, with Robin and his girlfriend and her son. Now, you know, everything is numerical value, 20. They gave $20, 2, which is a symbol of angelic energy, 3 is the symbol of Trinity. But it was 4 children in all, so 4, which represents perfection. And the youngest was the smartest, who was the baby. But in this thing here with baby kids, it was showing us that you had this Robert Harris girlfriend, I forget the girlfriend name, or the friend girl, whoever she was, her son was representation of our brothers and sisters who were caught up in the system. You know, oh, you got to do this, you got to pay your taxes, you got to do that, you know, you got to do it the way the law says, oh, if the police get behind you, you got to do this, you know, if they take you to court, you got to do this, you got to pay this, this is what they were. Baby kids represented those who were free-hearted, who didn't give a damn about nothing. And they were trying to tell him, you know, because they were picking on him. He was like, you know, you gonna do such, such, such. You gonna do this and do that. You know, they were picking on him because he was so closed-minded. How many brothers and sisters you know out there are actually closed-minded? You know, how many brothers and sisters you know who are actually sitting up waiting for the system instead of being a free heart and a free mind, focusing on how to free myself? Very few that you know, that you can count on your hand. But it's a whole lot more who caught up in the system. So baby kids was the children and who were like, we're going to have a free heart, we're going to have a free mind, and their energy was so great that the orc beings, or the so-called white people in this movie, were scared of them, and they feared their energy. And they finally woke the young brother up, and he finally realized that he didn't have to be a part of the system. He didn't have to link into the system. He finally realized that I can be free. I don't have to go to school. I don't have to wear a suit. I can wear my locks. I can do what I want to do. I can build what I want to build. So in the essence of the movie, the energy got so high and they started doing whatever they wanted to do, and they started fucking that amusement park up, and that amusement park was the representation of this whole governmental structure, because it's just an amusement park. That's all it is. It's not real. It's just an amusement park. It's a game. It's all a fantasy. It's all it is. So they ended up exerting so much energy that even this white police officer began running from them. These were children. They were nothing but children. But the children represented the energy, the power, showing us how much power that we actually have when we have a free mind and a free heart. And they literally brought that amusement park, that colossal, huge amusement park, down to the ground. And this is where we are going. We are going in this route. Okay? We're moving in this route because now we're saying, you know, we got to have a free mind. We got to have a free heart. My people say we're tired of this shit. You know, so saw a brother at the gas station. He's like, you know, my day has just started, but I don't want to start it. I could be doing something else. And the thing about it is we could be building. We can be creating. I was watching a video of how to build pyramids from bricks. And I'm like, we can do this. we can start building pyramids from bricks, and we can build huge pyramids from bricks, and we can put crystals and all kind of other things into them. We can really, really do this. Because we got to have a free heart and a free mind. We have been through too much pain and suffering. We have gone through 500 years of genocide. These beings doing whatever they want to do to us on our planet. They telling us what we can do, what we can't do, when we can move, when we can walk, how we can talk. They telling us, and they're on our planet. They're on our land. We have to be baby kids. We got to be free and say, you know what? I don't care. I don't care nothing about you. I don't care nothing about your system. Let's turn this car upside down. Let's chase this police officer down and beat the fuck out of his ass. Show him how much power he got. They don't have no power. See, what they've caused upon us is a mental contusion. When you say a contusion is a bruise. So they mentally bruised us and caused us to fall from something that was so powerful. And they want us to live under the likes of them. They want us to continuously take the mess from them spraying the skies and creating winter time, and we going running out buying coats and shoes and boots, and you know, they want us to continually be victims to their system. They don't want us to wake up. They don't want us to see the reality that we're supposed to be a free mind and a free heart. That's what made us so powerful. It's because we had a free mind and a free heart. So they had to force upon us something that was not real. I just had a deja vu occurrence. I saw myself talking, doing the same speech, but I couldn't remember where I saw it at, but I saw myself. I had to be in the astral room or something. But they want to control our entire livelihood, and we can't let them do it. We can't. We have to become the children. And you see, that's why I like baby kids, because they were just free. They were just free. And like we said, these orc beings, they fear. Their greatest fear of us is a free heart. Their greatest fear is an unlearned heart. And when we talk about unlearned heart, we're talking about those who are not learned in that system. And the baby kids, they were unlearned in the system. They didn't care about the police. They didn't care about that. You had this police officer with a gun on his hip and a badge, and he's running from these four children who were literally wreaking havoc in their little la-la land that they created. They tore that thing down. They brought that amusement park to the ground. And this is where we must be. So we got war. We've got a reason to war. And we are letting them know that, hey, you can't turn us against ourselves anymore. There's many of our people who have worked against their own. We're starting to see that many of them are turning around. Brother Jerome, I got your message too, brother. Hey, my apologies too. All right, my apologies too. We're going to come together one day, two of us and the rest of the brothers and sisters. Because we got a lot of work to do. First, we got to prepare our hearts for this inevitable war so that we can go ahead and take back what belongs to us. But yeah, this is what they fear. They fear a free heart. They fear a soul that knows who she, he or she is. And all these lessons that we have learned, dark energy, worshiping yourself, the light energy, the radiation, the magnetism, the powers that's within us, the ability to control the forces. I mean, all this stuff that we've learned, we must apply it every day. And we must apply it and put it to the test and see that once I link it to myself and there's no more fear, because that's what the baby's kids didn't have. They didn't have fear. There was no fear in their hearts. They didn't care. And this is where we gotta be. I don't care about your system. I don't care about your money. Just like I said, I like the Joker. Why the Joker? He went and broke into the bank and he took all those millions of dollars. He didn't want the millions of dollars for himself. He burned the shit. He burned it because he says, I don't need it. He says, you guys are crazy. You are crazy. And this whole system is crazy. They're idiots. And a lot of our people, you know, like we said before, they're following after the system, and they keep doing the same thing over and over again, hoping for different results. But what did the baby kids do? They didn't do the same thing. They were doing different things. Every time you turn around, they was doing something. They was tearing something up, and it's like, I don't care. It's not mine. And this is how we need to be. This is not my system. Why the fuck should I care? Why the fuck should I care? Why should I care if that building burns down? Oh, let me put it on fire for them. Why should I care? So many of our people are stuck in that mindset that, oh, you know, you gotta care for this right here because, you know, we need the money for this and that. We don't need a goddamn thing for these motherfuckers. We don't need no reparations. I saw something about some reparations or whatever. And I'm like, me and the brother was talking, I said, there is no amount of money that these beings can give us to repair, because reparations is repair rations. That's all reparations is repair rations. So you giving us rations of money to repair something. There is no money on the planet that you can give us to repair the damage that you guys did to our people, wiping out entire generations. When we say entire generations, we mean there are generations right now that were on the realm, or that were here on our realm, within our realm, that are no longer here. The entire bloodline has been destroyed. Whole generations gone. Mother, father, sister, brother, grandmother, grandfather, uncle, aunt, cousin. Whole generations are gone. There is no amount of money that you could possibly give, that you orc beings could possibly give, to replace the bloodlines that were completely wiped off the planet. There's no money. There's no money to give to replace all the trees that you destroyed, all the rivers and the lakes that you destroyed, all the fruit that you destroyed. And the thing about it is, even our ancient fruit, they have our ancient fruit, the seeds of our ancient fruit, boxed away somewhere at some seed distribution, or some seed holding place, where they have all of our seeds. And I think it was like three different areas, and one or two of them got flooded out. And I think they have one left, where they have all of our seeds. So there's no amount of money that you can possibly pay us to replace all the gold on our land that you've stolen, the diamonds, the precious gems that we use for technology. We didn't use them to hoard them. That was just a There was just a meteor strike that happened in Brazil a few days ago. And some pretty large-sized meteors, like a few hundred of them, landed. And you guys can look it up and follow it up on yourself. But several hundred of them landed. And this org government hears about it. And the Brazilians allowed this. And they ran down there and they put a price on the meteors. This is what they do. This is how low they are. They go and put a price on the meteors. You got something that came from the cosmos for the original people. The shit belongs to us. Whatever comes from the cosmos on this planet belongs to us. This is why we got to get ready and be the fucking baby kids and fuck this shit up and take back what belongs to us and not give a damn about nothing. They put a price. They said, oh, this is worth $26,000. So if you got $26,000, you can have this one big stone. I mean, these are nice size meteors that I saw on the thing I was reading. You look it up. The meteor strike that happened in Brazil. And these org bands put a price on it. $26,000 per meteor. Because this is what they do. They know nothing else but to put prices on things. And our people have got this notion that, well, you got a price on it. We can do it. No. We got to be the baby kids. And the baby kids knows who the enemies are. The baby kids know these orc things are the enemies. Some of our people today don't know the enemies. They have their time. Oh, you can vote for Trump. You can vote for Biden. You can vote for Harris. Guess what? Trump, Biden, and Harris, they're all pedophiles. Huh? They're all pedophiles. Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Michael Jordan, they're all pedophiles. Oprah, Ellen. All of them, they're all pedophiles. So the thing about it is, we have an enemy among us. And we have to be the baby kids. And we just have to not give a fucking damn and have a free heart and a free mind and just fuck they shit up. And fuck them up also. Because they got an answer. Their entire species has got an answer for what their forefathers did. And their forefathers did a great disservice to us. A great, great disservice. And we've got to bring the vengeance. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Who's the Lord? We are the lords. We are the landlords. We own this planet. We so-called black people are the owners of this planet. And very soon, we're going to have to show our true ownership. Because we're going to have to become the baby kids. And we're going to destroy everything that they created and bring this whole goddamn amusement park that they created to the fucking ground. Don't give a damn about the teddy bears and the little whatever else, you know, that and the teddy bears and all that represents the money and the cars and the job positions and all that. Don't give a fuck about none of this shit and just tear the motherfucking shit to pieces. That's what we got to do. We got to become the baby kids and say, you know what? It's over. It's over. Anybody who wants to depart and say, I don't want to do that. You hold your hands up. You say, it ain't time to go yet. What, you trying to leave us? Uh-uh. You joining in with us because you're a part of this. Yeah, we got to become the baby kids and not give a fuck at all. All right, guys. Just a little motivation because we're getting ready for war. You can, and these orb beings can feel this shit in the air. They can feel it in the air. You feel it in the atmosphere. It's all over. The tension is high because we're ready to get rid of them. No more negotiations, no mercy, no nothing. And we're going in, and we're going in head first. And like one the brother was saying, he said, you know what, how are we going to get the heads of them? I said, how do you think you get the heads?
When you start cutting the tails off, that head gonna turn around. You cut the tail of the snake off, that head gonna turn around. That's when you get the head. Because now he's weak. Because he don't have anyone to fight for them. Their tail is their regular people, the police, the FBI, all that shit. Fuck them motherfuckers up. Show the true power of who we are. We're nature's children. And all those who are confined in the system, we wake their ass up to them and let them know. Slap the fuck out of them. Let them know, hey, wake your ass up, motherfucker. Wake up. Wake up. You've been asleep too long. Let's go to war. Because we've been through too much. All right, guys. Pass this message on to you. Let's become the baby kids. Let's not give a fuck. That's on 100. All right. Peace to you all. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say peace to you all? Oh, I must be tired. But you know what? Inner peace for you guys. You got to have inner peace because in order to have chaos, you must have inner peace. You got to have inner peace in order to show chaos. Tornado has inner peace. The most peaceful part of the tornado is inside of it. On the outside of it is complete, pure chaos. So you got to have inner peace. So I'll say inner peace to you all. But as usual, chaos. Chaos. We bring chaos to this entire planet. Global chaos. All power to the multi-chakra celestial angelic beings. Chaos to you all.
I've traveled so far, couldn't tell you how far. Children, though I have been a million places at once. Many lives I have lived, many battles I fought and lost.
Mass shooters, black rulers, what's up to you? Half truth is Hotep Luya, that's humor. I'm past the rumors, I'm past the human. The body is trash, a bad computer, a ghost with massive tumors. Can't threaten a nigga like me with death, I'd be glad to do it. And sprinkle my ashes on my mad computer and rap into it. While blast the future, and say that's the future, that's the future. The year is 5,625. Niggas is clapping and stomping in church, waiting for Jesus to come back alive. Niggas is still waiting on E.T. to come out the sky. Stop all the crime. Mentally ill and out of their mind. Niggas still waiting for Flex to get some supplies. Niggas is still like, damn, I was just talking to so-and-so the other day. How did they die? Why? Niggas is still waiting for politicians to admit that they lied. Since we all comrades, let them niggas street locked up in them contracts. You accepted as generous. Just cause the man let his boot off your neck just a little bit.
That shit.
If that shit was threatening, you wouldn't know that it did exist.
They
would've hid that shit from you like all of your history.
They brought Bill Nye back from the dead just to get at me.
They sent so many agents my way, I could start an agency. It's all about branding, feel like a fraternity. Niggas wanna brand me, niggas want Grammys, niggas want families. Niggas think I'm crazy, I don't want a damn thing. Where the fuck's the manual? They can't understand me. They can't understand me. All this shit must go, all this shit is trash. There is not a plan B. Way too hard to let go, where we gon' end up, where we all landing. This is just a shit show, this is just a sick goal. I am only passion.
You are nearly conscious.
I've traveled so far, couldn't tell you how far. Children, though I have been a million places at once. Many lives I have lived, many battles I fought. If you're looking for trouble, you ain't gotta look far. Without the presence of dawn, wouldn't be any thought. You may know who I am, but do you know who you are? You are.